chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate everybody that's come out. And if you're here and you're not saved, the Bible's real plain. You must be born again. I want you to listen for just a minute. How many of y'all enjoy that good Sunday school hour this morning? Said, praise the Lord. It helped us, didn't it? Amen. Well, you'll get a second helping of it here. Amen. This will be the same thing. I'm going to preach just what I feel like the Lord's laid to my heart. And try to do the best I can to mind the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter number 3. You find that place in your Bible. Able to stand with us. We give reverence reading God's word. Here it begins and says in verse 1. Said, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Said, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And there was no open vision. Notice in verse 7, the Bible says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. He arose and went to Eli, and he said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Skip down with me, if you will, in verse number 19. Bible says, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, did let none of his words fall to the ground. All of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. And God, it's sure good to be here. God, I thank you, Lord, for everything we've heard. God, I thank you for everything we felt. God, I thank you, Lord, for the good Sunday school hour. God, it was good before I left the house. I thank you, God, for giving us opportunity just to come and to worship you. And God, I pray tonight, if you'll help us, God, then there'll be folks get help. And God, but I'm praying tonight that God in heaven, you'd not forsake us in this hour. And you promised that you wouldn't. I pray, God, that you'd help me. And Father, if there be anything that stand between you using me, God, I'd readily confess it and forsake it. I'm asking you, Lord, to remember me that I am but flesh. I pray, God, help us one more time. And may the word of an almighty God, God, come right down to where we're at. I pray, God, for good liberty to preach. God, I pray, make it easy for us today. And God, I'd ask you, Lord, if there be somebody here that does not know the Lord Jesus, and may today be that day and call on his name and our sake. And Lord, I love you and I thank you. Ask you all these favors in Christ's name for his sake, I pray. Amen and amen. And you can be seated. Of course, right here we come to this passage of scripture, and the Samuel's in this place had grown up in a pretty rough place there. Y'all remember that it was Hannah that prayed for this little boy. And thank God in the Bible said, for this child I prayed. And listen, whenever she got Samuel, as she turned around when he was weaned and gave Samuel right back unto the Lord, as she said, for I have led him from the Lord. I put him in a house, in a church house. I thank God, preacher wasn't no count. A preacher's boy wasn't no count. God was still good. Amen. You say, preacher, that preacher ain't no count. I thank God, the Lord's still good anyhow. Amen. I want to remind you of a few things, and just focused here. I noticed in three times in the 1 Samuel chapter 3 that the word of the Lord is used. I thought about this, and 258 times it's written down in your King James Bible. He said it first of all in chapter 3 verse 1. He said, and the word of the Lord, it was precious in those days. Thank God, I'm glad it still is. Amen. And verse 7, the Bible said the word of the Lord was revealed to it. And we find in verse 21, he said he revealed himself to Samuel and Shiloh by the word of the Lord. I want to just remind you of a few things, and then I'll try to preach the message. I got to thinking about how valuable is the word of the Lord, and not much value on it today, and not too many folks interested in what the Lord has to say. But I've got good news, friend, that he is still precious to a few folks. Amen. I want you to understand that. I got to thinking about how precious that the Word of God is. I'd say, first of all, how can you imagine how precious it is to a nation that needs to see? He said the Word of the Lord was precious. If there's ever a day, thank God, that we need our eyes opened up. We need our nation's eyes opened up in this day today. Amen. I'd say this to you. How precious is the Word of God to a child that needs to be saved? Amen. That's a pretty precious, I'd say. I got to thinking about this, and I'll need you to stay with me just for a minute, and then I'll give you what I feel like the Lord's got for us, all right? But I got to thinking about, I wonder who's valuable or whose word's the most precious in our day. I can't make this up. I just went and I typed in Google and I said, who earns the most amount of money for a speech? This is what it said. It said Donald J. Trump gets $1.5 million for a 60-minute speech. That works out and breaks down to a little more than $417 a second. That means if you wanted to listen to him talk for a minute, it costs you $25,000. I read this. It said that the average American has a net income of $50,000 a year. I said that wouldn't even buy you 2 minutes of Donald Trump's time. And don't nobody get real nervous, but everybody look up here at me. I want to tell you this. In those 2 minutes, he would not change your eternity. Amen. Now listen, thank God. If you had $50,000 and you put it over to it, that would not change one thing in your eternity. But then I got to thinking, if he's worth that much, what would one moment of God's time be worth? I mean, if God came down and just spoke for 1 second, I'll tell you this, thank God, I want you to listen and hear me real good. I got to looking up. Sometimes my mind, I can't help it. But I wanted to know how much wealth was in the world. It said $454 trillion is combined wealth. $454 trillion. And I'll tell you this, every person ever got saved, they'd gladly trade every bit of that for 1 second of God's time. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. Unless you say, how do you know? The Bible said if a man gained the whole world and lose his soul, what would he give in exchange? Amen. Oh, listen, friend. I'm talking about the Lord's time and the Lord's word and what God's got to say. That's the most valuable thing that we have down here. Everything you know about salvation and what you know about heaven, what you know about hell, what you know about how to get in, what you know how to stay away from, and what you know about rewards. You know where you found that out at? And you found it by the Word of God. Amen. And now listen, there's a few times I start thinking about in our life that the Word of the Lord's even more precious than at others. Amen. I start thinking about this. First of all, the Word of God, it's precious to those that are departing or those that have departed. I want you to listen, friend. I thought about how many times that I've went and visited a hospital room where somebody's been laying dying and nobody wants to talk about 401ks and nobody's interested in what Fox has to say and nobody cares about CNN and nobody's one time asked me what it's like to be a pharmacist, and the only thing that matters in that day is what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. Oh, listen, I've been a many a time. I thought about that's not changed too much. You remember over there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15, he said, by this we say unto you by the Word of the Lord, that thank God that we which are alive and remain shall not, hey, listen, prevent him that sleep from the coming. Let me just read that. I got that twisted up in my mind. That's why we got it printed down. That's pretty good too, ain't it? Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible says it just like this. In verse number 15, the Bible records for you and I, and let me just get there. It's not going to work out Timothy much, is it? Amen. The Bible says it like this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15. He said, for this we say unto you, by the Word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain of the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. I'd say this, friend, and when it comes time to die, and nobody's much interested in what Daryl's got to say, they don't
there what Nathaniel's got to say. I've never one time stood in that place. And I think about how many times have folks getting ready to cross over and say, "Preacher, you got something for us?" And thank God, listen, I don't have nothing in myself. But I'll tell you, in those days, that's when the word of the Lord's precious. Amen. I thought about that old great preacher, John Knox, said he got ready to die. He asked his wife, Martha, and said, "Come on in here." Said, "It's time to die." He said, "I want you to read me that passage where I first cast my anchor." You know what that is, thank God. That's John chapter 17. Thank God, listen, friend. He wasn't interested in what the queen had to say. He didn't care what the king had to say. What he wanted to know was what God had to say. I'd say this, friend. It comes time to depart. You know how many times I've came up to somebody. I mean, listen, bear with me. But I'm just saying this. I've held the hands of a many folk that's getting ready to make that crossing. And I want you to understand, hey, something precious about standing there in that hour, and you get to remind them what God's word said. How the Bible says, willing rather how to be absent in the body and to be present with the Lord. That's amazing how powerful the word of God gives. And when you start reading there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and the Bible teaches us that if the earthly house of this tabernacle word is off, boy, I've held their hand and said, "Hey, that house is getting ready to go." I said, "But we got a promise of God, that we've got a building of God, a house not made with hands, that's eternal in the heavens." I mean, thank God it gets good. And you start reminding them that we're going to an incorruptible crown. I mean, thank God you get to reminding them that God meant everything he said. And when he said in John 14, "I've held their hands before," I said, "This ain't troubling time." God said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, I believe also in me. And my Father's house are many mansions." He's not changed his mind. I thank God. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I thank God. I can't tell you how many of them said, "Oh, I know, preacher. I know." I get to tell them what he told Timothy. And he said, "I know who I have believed." Amen. Boy, I like it when that old black preacher back in the 1800s, getting ready to die. And he said, "Boy," quote my favorite Bible verse to me. And he said, "I know in whom I have believed." And that old black preacher said, "Oh no, back it up and redo it." He said, "I know in whom I have believed." He said, "No, back it up and redo it." He said, after about the third time, he said, "Son, you keep putting an N in that word." He said, "I don't even want a preposition to be between me and God. I know whom I have believed." Amen. "And am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." Oh, you get to quoting over there. I mean, listen, as some of them good old saints of God dusted and getting ready to cross over, and you get to talking to them about how God's going to wipe away every tear from their eye, and there's going to be no more sorrow, there's going to be no more pain, there's going to be no more death. All those things have passed away. And we get to talking about the walls of jasper and the street of gold. And we get to talking about the gate of pearl. And we get to talking about a new body. And we'll be satisfied in his presence. I'm telling you, it gets precious in there. And to somebody that's dying, amen. And they don't care. Look here, friend. And they don't care how much money you got. And, you know, I've never had one person that's ever wanted to talk to me about bagging groceries, amen. And not one. Nobody's ever wanted to talk to me about the price of bread when they're getting ready to cross over. Not one. Not one time. I've not even had folks want to talk to me about their mess ups when it gets real and you're getting ready to cross over. And death's getting ready to come upon you. How you want to be anchored in something a little more eternal than that. I'm glad I'm not grasping at straws when it comes time to die. I've rested my eternal soul on the eternal word. Amen. And thank God, I'm telling you, in the day of departing, the word of God's still good. Amen. Oh, this is precious. I'd say this to you, dear friend. There's times of doubting. And when you go, now I'm sure nobody in here, you've not never had no doubts about nothing. But for the rest of us, and for what it said about Abraham, I like Genesis chapter 15 real good. How Abraham's starting to doubt what God said to it. Abraham's standing there, and he said, God, he said, shall I go childless? He said, and this, he said, the steward of my house, Eleazar, he said, he is mine heir. But boy, that next verse comes by, and it said, thus saith the word of the Lord. Amen. He said, this shall not be thine heir. He said, but the one that comes out of your own bowels. How you know what he is arresting himself on? And when you get over there and get to reading about Romans chapter number 4, when it says that Abraham against hope believed in hope, and he might be the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. You know what he's talking about? It was a time in his life when the word of God got real in his heart. I've talked to many folk, even folks no doubt, and they've been all their time. We've come through seasons of doubting, but I'm telling you, whenever you're doubting, I don't care what Oprah's got to say then, amen. Thank God. I don't care what Dr. Phil's got to say on the matter. It doesn't matter what Dr. Oz. It don't matter what President Trump. It don't matter what Vladimir Putin. I'm going to tell you this, thank God. It don't even matter what your preacher said. You be down and come sit down, and we can talk and pray together. But I'm glad, thank God. Hey, listen, friend. And when you've anchored yourself on what thus saith the word of the Lord, old Kevin might lie to you. Hey, listen, the Trump, he'll probably lie to you. Putin will probably lie to you. But you already said it. Hey, thank God. We've got a promise of God and the God who cannot lie. Whatever he said, he meant. It's lock, stock, and barrel. It's sure. You don't have to take it to the bank. You can take it to heaven. Amen. He meant everything he said. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, thank God. You get saved and secured. Signed, sealed, delivered. Rooted in the word of God. I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to. I couldn't find my way there. I'm too far in heaven to ever worry about dying and going to hell. Amen. Hey, listen, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, I'm glad that I can rest on what God said on the matter. Amen. Don't matter, look here. It don't matter if you think I ought to go. It don't matter if you think I ought not. Hey, listen, it don't matter if you think I was too young. It don't matter if you think I was too old. Hey, look here. Salvation is not between me and you. It's of the Lord. Amen. I mean, it's of the Lord. It's of the Lord. As a fellow told me one time, we was talking about it, and he said, listen, he said, you got to be careful of that word. We believe in the person. I thought, well, how do you think you knew about the person? You found out about him by the word, amen. It is the person. It's inseparable. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we did behold his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. This is Christ, amen. It's every word of it, amen. When it comes time for assurance, and don't get your assurance from a feeling, and don't get it from an experience, you get it from the word of an almighty God, amen. Oh, listen, I'm talking about you get down that place. You get down where you're doubting. And all of a sudden, God shows up. He starts talking through his word. You say, well, I know I'm saved because I heard angels singing. False. False. Hey, man. You say, I know I'm saved because I got good feelings. False. 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 Don't present to God. Say, I'm saved because of how I feel. No, thank God. Be like the old theology of that thief. You say, how did you get here? I'm here because he said I could come. Amen. That's how you get to heaven, thank God. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Listen, you want assurance of salvation? You'll not get it from a song. You'll not get it from preaching. If you want to get it lock, stock, and barrel, want to get anchored in, settled down, and on your way, thank God, and know it, you'll get it out of the word. Amen. Anybody that says otherwise is a lie until you thank God. You're fallible, I'm fallible, infallible, amen. Better trust the one thing. I'm saying this, thank God. Listen, these times that we doubt, These are times that these folks is departing. I thought about these times, it's awfully discouraging, amen? And listen, and despite everybody around you trying to encourage you, sometimes that just don't do it, don't it? Listen, we can be, look here, and we've done it many times. We've many times we've sat there and said, boy, let's just keep on going. Ain't got nothing to be discouraged about. Boy, ain't God doing something good. And you know, you hang up the phone, you thought, that didn't help me none, amen? That didn't help me not none. I'm sure, listen, look here, friend. I know everybody in here, you wake up and you know that when you wake up singing, it's well with my soul. And when you go to bed at night, you're singing victory in Jesus still. But I'm saying these times folks get discouraged, amen. And they listen, and they don't need to hear from Kevin. And they don't need to hear from you. I'll tell you what'll help them. I'm talking about it's precious. Help me find Elijah, praise God, amen. I'm going to put in a commercial break right here and I'll move on real quick. I'm going to put this commercial. I was talking with a fellow the other day, and that's what he said about it. He said, a preacher, he said, if you can ever get that preacher away from his church, he can really preach. And I thought, what a poor testimony. I thought, I don't want to look here, friend. I hope to God when they say that, Brother Kevin, he can't preach none until he gets at his church. Amen. That's where I want to preach at, thank God. That's where I want to share what God's put in my heart right here in the house of God. I got to think commercial's over. Back to the message. Amen. I got to thinking about Elijah and Elijah. Just standing there. I mean, after he'd been up on Mount Carmel at 1 Kings chapter 18, and now he finds himself down and out at 1 Kings 19. Hey, listen, the prophet's not behind a pulpit, and now he's hidden in a cave. And when he's standing there in a cave, thank God there's a fire comes by, and that fire don't warm him up a bit. There's a wind blows by, and that wind doesn't put any breath in his lungs. He's a shaking all around it. But there ain't nothing much shaking inside of him. But then the Bible says that the word of the Lord came unto him. He said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Could I say this, friend? That when you're discouraged and down and out, it's a mighty happy day when God comes by your way and just reminds you one more time. And the word of the Lord said, and the word of the Lord said, I mean, every time I pick it up, and you say, Brother Kevin, I've messed up pretty bad. Oh, listen, that's why I love the Bible. You know what I like real good about it? Is every time you find somebody down and out, hey, don't stay down and out too long until God passes by their way and the word of the Lord. I'm talking about Naomi down in Moab. And the Bible said, as she heard there was bread and back in Bethlehem. That's the word of the Lord, amen. That came right down to where she was. It's John the Baptist in prison, and the word of the Lord came to him. I'm saying this, thank God, when you're mighty discouraged, the word of the Lord's awful precious then. But what about when you're drifting and you're going the wrong way? How precious is it to you then? I'm sure nobody in here cares too much about how precious. You know, listen, everybody in here knows the story about Jonah, and everybody in here knows that I like Jonah 3:1 real good. You know how it says it? How about it's one of them 258 times? It said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Amen. And you know what else I like? Now, this don't help you none. I'm preaching for me right now, all right? I'm helping myself what I'm doing. I want you to understand what's happening in this thing. I mean, when you start drifting, going the wrong way. And I've talked to many folks, I can't tell you how many, down through the last 27, 26 years. Brother Kyle, and they give all kinds of reasons. They start talking about how bad they messed up and how God won't never help them again. And I think, you know what? I could reason that up here, Tanner, but I can't never reason that with this right here. Amen. And because I got too many folks and I've been reading that right there about that was going the wrong way. And then God in his tender cords of mercy, I just reach out to where they were. And start pulling them to it. Hey, thank God I've read about Peter and I denied the Lord. And then the Bible said, go tell my disciples. And thank God, and Peter, amen. I've done been too many times. I'm telling you, you imagine where Peter was, hadn't heard from God. Last time he saw it, he thought I failed him. He'll never want to talk to me, never want to speak to me, never want to love on me me no more. And then God said, you make sure you tell Peter that I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. Amen. And then if that wasn't good enough, he said, I believe I'll tell him myself. Amen. And John 21, thank God, it's no longer somebody else telling it, but now Christ himself speaking to him one more time. How precious you reckon it is. Now listen, there's some folks, and they've messed up so bad, and they've went so far, they think, man, listen, churches has written them off. Preachers has written them off. Families have written them off. So it don't look so spiritual at me right here. I'm sure you ain't never said, there ain't no helping him. Well, let me run that by you again. I'm sure you ain't never said, well, you can't help that bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this thing on, praise God? He said, that can't, you can't help them. They don't want help. There's a time you didn't want help. Ain't that right? And you know what happened? The word of the Lord came unto you. And boy, and it got precious. It got precious. I'm going to move on real quick, but I've probably shared this with you before. I was out of fellowship with the Lord for a bit. And I was a young man, out of fellowship with the Lord. And Brother Creston, I remember walking back in the church. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was on a Mother's Day. And I walked in the church, and my old pastor Eli was standing at the back. And I shook his hand. And he said, son, it's sure good to see you. And I just was being funny. You know, I'm sure nobody else has ever done that. And I tipped and I looked up and he said, what are you doing? I said, I was afraid the roof might fall in on me.
Amen.
And I'll never forget what he said. He said, son, he said, the church has a more sure foundation than that.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Woo! Amen. Remember sitting there that day, and I look here, I'm sure you ain't never, but I'd convince myself God never used me again. I'd convince myself God wouldn't ever deal with me again. I'd convince myself God didn't even want me. But I found out through the preaching of the Word of God that that wasn't so. And that might not be precious to you this morning, but I can go back to my mind when it was real precious to me. I can go back in my mind whenever the Holy Ghost got to speaking to me just one more time. And I thought, my, what I'd give. Yeah. What I'd give if you'd just keep talking to me like that. And guess what I found out? He wants to. Amen. He wants to, thank God. I'm going to say this. Let me ask you this question. I'm done preaching. How precious you reckon the Word of God is to somebody who's doomed? On their way to hell? Getting ready to bust hell wide open? How precious is God's word then? Oh, you might discard it. That old thief on the cross, he grew up, no doubt, around Jerusalem. Synagogues, rabbis, Sadducees, Pharisees, seen the phylacteries on their head, them little boxes, you understand, they keep the scrolls in. Seen them chanting the prayers, doing all that stuff. It never was precious to him. But when he's just about to cross over, about to draw his last breath, getting ready to check out of this world, he wasn't much concerned with what his buddies thought anymore. What they had to say on the matter didn't much matter. He wasn't much concerned with what everybody thought that he deserved it. Didn't much care that his probably family felt like it was too harsh. No, on that day, only one word was precious to him. He looked over at the Heavenly Father and he said, remember me? Boy, thank God. He said, when thou comest into thy kingdom, he didn't have to say nothing. Jesus didn't have to answer him. He didn't have to respond to him. He didn't have to do one thing to him. But I promise you, whenever he did start speaking, and he said, I'll tell you this thing, I'd verily, verily, amen. Hey, look here, friend. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. How precious you think that was? What about that woman caught in the act of adultery? John 8.
Standing there and they're trying to kill her. She looks over, sees the Lord, and the Lord says, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" "None, Lord." And then the word of the Lord got real precious. He said, "Neither." Well, I like that. He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go, sin no more." What about the old Philippian jailer? Getting ready to kill himself. And all of a sudden the word of the Lord comes down. What about old Philip out in the desert? He's got this scroll and he don't understand nothing that it says. Just a little leaflet. You got a whole Bible. Y'all thank God for it. I'm saying this, how precious. I'll ask you this question. I'm done preaching. I got figuring this up. If you make $60 an hour, what Donald Trump charges, 417, it ain't 2 good cents. And I thought, Lord, there's never been truer words spoken. Even if you made $60 an hour, I mean, you're worth two good cents a second. Somewhere in that neck of the woods. Don't do math. Listen right here. Do math later. 2 seconds a time. You ain't worth $60, nothing. But what about when God came down and started talking to you? What if the Lord just spoke to you one time for 1 second? What if He spoke to you twice? 3 times. What if He spoke to you for a few minutes? I got to thinking the other night, and I promise you I'm done preaching, but I got to thinking some folks got down, and as soon as they got down, they got back up, they got saved. They got down, 5 seconds of God's time, the Lord saved them. Worth more than $454 trillion. But then I thought about Evan. I thought he prayed half the night. The Lord talked to him all night. And that may not be worth nothing to you, but it's worth something to Him. You may be here this morning lost and on your way to hell. And I'll promise you there's going to come a day you're going to die. And the only thing that'll be precious in that day will be the words of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. I've cleared my heart. I don't know where you're at. You're discouraged. Hey, listen, you've been disobedient. You've drifted away. It doesn't matter what I say about anything. The only thing that matters, Alyssa, come, Donnie, come. The only thing that matters today is what God has to say about the matter. That's the only thing that matters. And the word of the Lord is still precious. It's still precious. As they play...